Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Stocks to Watch, Wall Street Breakfast's Weekend Edition, our news team's weekend preview of upcoming IPOs, earnings reports, conference presentations, investor days, FDA decisions, Barron's mentions, and other key events that could impact stocks to set you up for the week ahead in the markets. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. Good morning. Today is Sunday, February 14th. I'm your host, Rena Scherbel. We begin with a breakdown of the week ahead from Seeking Alpha's news team. A four-day trading week will see investors tackle the question of how inflation and rising interest rates could come into play this year as stimulus legislation nears. In D.C., Citadel founder Ken Griffin, Robinhood CEO, and executives from Melvin Capital are scheduled to testify in a House hearing on the wild market swings in shares of GameStop and other heavily shorted stocks. Walmart's annual Investor Day event and the CAGNY conference highlight the corporate calendar. In earnings news, CVS Health, U.S. Foods, AutoNation, AIG, and Occidental Petroleum report on the 16th. Analog devices, Baidu, Shopify, and Hilton Worldwide on the 17th. Walmart, Southern Company, Applied Materials, and Roku report on February 18th. Magna International and Deere report on the 19th. In IPO news, no IPOs are scheduled to price during the shortened week. Quiet periods expire on Dream Finders Homes, MyTeresa, Patria Investments, and RLX Technology. The IPO lockup period expires on Harmony Biosciences, Inhibrx, Chimera Therapeutics, and NanoX Imaging Limited. Ford is expected to make an announcement during the week on building electric vehicles at a Fiesta plant in Cologne, Germany. In the U.S., Ford is cutting some shifts for a few weeks due to a worldwide chip shortage situation that is also impacting other automakers. Longtime Ford investors are starting to see things rev back up a bit off the electrification push. Analysts have also become incrementally more positive. Shares of Ford are up 31% year-to-date. 13F filings are due in from hedge funds and institutional investors on holdings as of the end of Q4. The positions held in some of the short-squeezed targets, like GameStop, into the volatile January-February period will be of interest. Other names to watch for as the filings pour in are W.R. Grace & Company, Apartment Investment and Management Company, and Encompass Health Corporation, to see if more activist investors jumped in. In conference rundown news, the headliner conference of the week will be the Consumer Analyst Group of New York Conference 2021. The CAGNY conference, as we mentioned at the top, will feature presentations by a large number of consumer companies including General Mills, Kraft Heinz, Kellogg, Pepsi, Altria, and Coca-Cola. A busy week of conferences also includes the Barclays Industrial Select Conference 2021, Citi Global Industrials Conference 2021, the Citi Immuno-Oncology Conference, Molecular Med Tricon Conference, and BTIG Medical Technology, Digital Health, Life Science, and Diagnostic Tools Conference 2021. Investors in the banking sector will be watching for credit card charge-off reports from American Express, Bank of America, Citigroup, Capital One, Discover Financial, JP Morgan, and Synchrony Financial. Wall Street is starting to take up the case for investing in green hydrogen. Goldman Sachs notes the most abundant element in the universe could supply energy needs, fuel cars, heat homes, and help in the climate fight. Goldman has its eyes on 10 companies in the so-called Green Energy Majors Group, due to the big surge in green infrastructure spending. That list includes Ørsted, EDPR, EDP, Solaria, NL, Iberdrola, RWE, SSE, Acciona, and Endesa. Meanwhile, Citi has UK-based electrolyzer producer ITM Power and fuel cell player Ceres Power rated at buys. Bank of America is also bullish on green hydrogen, calling it the only viable clean molecule to help countries make good on binding pledges of net zero carbon emissions by 2050. In the week ahead, an event in Europe covering hydrogen-fueled buses and infrastructure will feature talks by executives with Ballard Power Systems, Cummins, and Worthington Industries, just as investors start to laser in on the sector. Of course, betting on hydrogen is nothing new for Nikola and its shareholders. As we mentioned at the beginning, Walmart is due to release earnings this week, and the retail giant is expected to stun with 80% digital growth in Q4 and a 10% same-store sales mark for the Sam's business. As Walmart's annual investor event is being held alongside Earnings Day, it's seen as a window into some of the future earnings streams for the retail giant via the Walmart Connect advertising platform financial services, healthcare centers, and insurance products. Previewed Bank of America, over the long haul, we think Walmart's ability to execute its productivity loop while pushing innovation gives it a unique opportunity to win incremental share. And this week in Barron's mentions, the stocks and themes that are drawing attention in Barron's Weekly Edition. The publication's list of the world's most sustainable companies is topped off by Best Buy, Agilent Technologies, Ecolab, Autodesk, Voya Financial, and Tiffany. Corning is profiled very favorably for serving a diverse set of markets, from smartphones to vaccine vials. And meanwhile, Hologic is said to trade cheap compared to other companies selling molecular diagnostic equipment for COVID-19 PCR tests. It is noted that the downturn in demand for COVID testing next year may not be as bad as forecast, with extensive testing likely needed before surgery and travel. This week in our single stock focus, we're focusing on South State Corporation, which has been covered by Steven Simpson on February 11th. The stock closed the week at just over $78.50. Steven Simpson begins here. Last year, two of my preferred smaller banks, South State Bank and Center State, got together in a merger of equals that combined two active acquirers with attractive footprints in growing Southeast U.S. markets into a much larger bank with an excellent growth footprint, a strong core deposit base, good fee-generating businesses, and a lot of options to deploy capital. While credit was a risk going into this down cycle, the combined entity has acquitted itself well so far. Valuation for South State is not as straightforward as you might like. It's not cheap on conventional multiple-based approaches, and the growth expectations are not conservative. Still, given the opportunity to leverage a low-cost deposit base, outmaneuver larger rivals, squeeze out smaller subscale players, and deploy more capital toward M&A, I think South State could generate high single-digit to low double-digit core growth and drive double-digit annualized long-term total returns from here. Simpson goes on, South State's fourth quarter doesn't exactly help the bull case, as the company's results were pretty weak on a core basis, and the bank didn't reap the same benefits from lower credit costs as many of its peers did. Insofar as the long-term drivers that matter, though, there weren't really any significant problems that I saw. Simpson continues, South State isn't particularly asset-sensitive, but low rates are still going to hurt core earnings growth capacity for a little while. Expense leverage slash synergy from the CSFL deal will help, and eventual reserve releases will likely boost reported growth. Beyond that, I expect the economic recovery and ongoing above-average growth in the Southeast to fuel above-average loan demand, and I expect more capital to deploy into M&A. Simpson concludes with this, on a pure as-is basis, South State is slightly overvalued, and the shares do trade at a fairly rich premium to tangible book relative to likely ROTC over the next 2 to 3 years. I think as-is is a short-sighted way to approach this bank, though, and I believe that when you factor in the excess capital, assuming it's deployed into M&A, the earnings growth potential moves into double digits, as does the total long-term return potential. There are other growth stories to consider, but I do think GARP investors may want to take a closer look at South State. Overall, Seeking Alpha authors skew bullish on South State Corporation, with one bullish and one neutral. That concludes this week's Stocks to Watch. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can also sign up for our other podcasts, Alpha Trader, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, Let's Talk ETFs, and Marketplace Roundtable Podcast on those platforms as well. Have a great week.